Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sandra Brown, the Vice Chancellor for Research here at UC San Diego, and along with Kit Pagliano, the Chair for the Academic Senate, I'd like to welcome you to the launch of our discussion of the UC San Diego research initiatives. This workshop today reflects your ideas in the strategic planning process that really led to this particular theme for focus for UC San Diego going forward. Today we're going to be focusing on enriching human life and society. And I want to thank all of you who have contributed, both by your presence here today, by your voting on the website, and for those who submitted abstracts, for your willingness to participate in the process, to share the research that you're doing, and the ideas that you have about making UC San Diego's future successful. We brought together a group of faculty and scientists from all across campus to review the many abstracts that were submitted. And from that group selected a very limited number, only 12, that will serve as exemplars today of several of the areas of focus here at UC San Diego in this general area. I think what you'll see today in the panels and hopefully hear and contribute to in the discussion is really a breadth and a depth of expertise and knowledge that will help us move forward as we streamline these initiatives into really targeted challenges for UC San Diego going forward that will have an impact locally, nationally, and internationally. The domains here that we'll be talking about today include health, education, innovation, economic growth, sustainability, among many others, and they provide opportunities for future discovery, new collaborations within and across our campus, and with our community partners. I think you'll also hear about disparities in the quality of life, access to opportunities, both locally and across the world, and that these will that these dominate our policy decisions, our education decisions, et cetera, going forward. So before we begin the three panels today, I'd like to introduce the Executive Vice Chancellor for UC San Diego, Suresh Subramani, who will make a few statements.
Thank you, Sandy. Well, good afternoon to all of you and welcome. I hear we're having some parking problems, so more people will be trickling in. But I think that the themes, as Sandy said, really arose from the individual unit-level strategic plans. And what a group of faculty, close to 100 faculty, did was to look through all of those and try to collapse them under four broad themes. And we hope that in doing so, we would not only take your plans that the faculty had put on the table and collapse them into themes, but also find something that resonated with the entire campus. And so the two aspects I want to emphasize, the fact that over 1,000 people have registered for these four research workshops is an indication that it does indeed resonate. But more importantly, as you'll see that from the talks in each of these workshops, I've just been blown away by the breadth and depth that we have in these areas. As I think yesterday, I wouldn't have imagined that someone from theater and dance would be talking about next to a neuroscientist on human creativity and so on. So this has just been educational for every one of us. And that's really the tone in which and the spirit in which these workshops are being conducted. I know that in this process also of strategic planning, while we want this to be bottom-up, some concerns have also emerged in this process, and I just want to dispel a few of these to say that we are well aware of those and we are indeed taking steps. The first, of course, is that there's a sense that if you're doing everything jointly, collaboratively, interdisciplinary way, then where's the standard scholarly activity that an individual might do? And and yesterday I made this point that in order to build interdisciplinary programs, you need absolute solid foundations, bedrock foundations on in and expertise in the disciplines themselves. So we will indeed continue to nourish that, encourage that, and that's going to be the bread and butter of everything that we do On top of that, we're trying to do things that are the margins between disciplinary fields, and this is where a lot of the interesting excitement is. And in the process, I'm sure our hope is to also create new fields. The second is that we are resourcing this at multiple levels that may not be obvious to any one of you individually, but I will say that at the undergraduate level, we have made investments in scholarships and undergraduate labs. At the graduate level, we've changed things in resourcing education and getting equaling the playing field for all students from all over the world. At the faculty level, we're putting in investments, and Kit and Sandy will tell you that even out of these workshops, we're looking for interesting ideas in which we will, jumpstart some of these bright ideas. So it's being resourced at multiple levels, and it is significant levels. So it will turn out that in the next 3 years, we'll invest at least $50 million a year in all the things that I've talked about broadly moving the strategic plan forward. So I hope that you come away with this with a sense of real excitement and enthusiasm. And this is really the first of, I hope, many conversations. And also we're trying to develop a process by which this thing can continue beyond this year's themes to future year's themes, where we will talk about other ideas, I hope, and also have a way to seed fund those and move those forward. So I'm really excited, and I think you're in for a great time this afternoon.
Thank you. And next, it's my pleasure to introduce Kit Pagliano, the chair for the Academic Senate. Kit?
Okay, so I just wanted to start by saying that it's been really a great pleasure to work on the strategic plan. It's been a really great collaboration between the administration, the deans, the chairs, and the faculty, and that's just really a neat thing that's been going on here. And I also wanted to give you a little bit of background on the goals of today's workshop. So as Suresh and Sandy mentioned, we're really here as a coming together as a whole campus to hear some really fabulous talks today. And so we'd like to use this for really two different objectives. And the first is just for you as individuals, deans, chairs, or scientists to see new possibilities for collaborations that might span the whole campus in a really interesting way and develop new opportunities for collaborative science and teaching. Because this is a really fabulous opportunity we have to build on the edges of disciplines and really maybe go someplace we haven't quite gone before and be a little more bold in thinking all the way across the whole campus and bringing together disciplines that haven't really worked together before. And the second is that we would like some, we're here to gather ideas. What we really want to know is how can we best make an investment that will really move the campus ahead and help us achieve these strategic goals and move us into the next, take us to the next level. And the resources that will be being invested over the next year are some new faculty positions that have been committed for growth of the faculty. There are 80 new positions, and of those, 20 are specifically for really cross-campus and ventures. And those are really exciting opportunities for partnerships across the whole campus. There's also some one-time funds. There's $2 million next year in one-time funds. We'd like to invest this money really wisely in a way that will get us a real return on our investment, either by really changing the way we do science, changing the way we do education or graduate education, taking us to new places. So we're here to hear your ideas on this, these investments. Where should they go? So as you listen to today's talks, there'll be 4 7-minute talks in each of the sessions, 3 minutes for questions immediately after things that arise during the individual's presentation. Then there'll be about 15 minutes for a group discussion. In that group discussion, it's great to talk about bridges between the talks. That's wonderful. We'd also like you to be thinking as you hear the talks about what would really advance the work in this area. What is it we might be able to do to take that next step? Okay, so without further ado, we'll start our panel.
Excellent. So I would like to invite Susan Taylor, who is our moderator, and the panelist, to come up for the first session, which will be on health sciences research, technology systems perspective.